Reflection by Father Luis Zazano. Luke 4:16-30. No prophet is ever accepted in his own land. 1. The Spirit is upon me. Your spiritual life is really very important. It's absolutely necessary that you seek the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Don't make decisions without first resorting to Him. The Holy Spirit is the gentle breeze that wraps your soul. He is the comfort in your moments of anxiety. Don't let go of the Holy Spirit. Don't leave Him aside. Take the opportunity today to ask for one of the 7 gifts. Ask for fortitude so you can move forward. Ask for the light of wisdom in moments which seem hard or dark, or in moments when you don't know what decision you should make or how to manage certain situations. 2, God invites you to announce. You are an announcer. Never stop evangelizing. Today we can evangelize in different ways, perhaps with a phrase or a quote on Facebook or an image on Instagram, which might help and encourage others. There are so many things which can be done to proclaim the gospel. Use your creativity. Don't forget face-to-face interaction. Looking at those around you and asking them, what's wrong? Or, come, how can I help you? Those are always ways of evangelizing. Helping an elderly person who has difficulty to cross the road, that's a way of evangelizing as well. The proclamation of the gospel is focused on the person and it aims at bringing that person into contact with God. You are a vital part of evangelization, of announcing the word. 3, who is this? Yes, your nearest and dearest might find it difficult to understand your evangelizing language. You may run into people who might hurt you emotionally because they do not understand how it is you are an announcer. But don't give up. God is with you. Many will question you and even discredit you. Don't be afraid, because God makes all things new, and with you, He can do marvelous things. So come on, because something good is on the way. With you, evangelization becomes sweeter. God bless you, be with you, and protect you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.